Hello, respected viewers from Georgia from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to the channel and make sure to comment as we're going along. Well, Sir Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he has got this ingenious idea to win back popularity. He's going to be riding an absolute typhoon wave of popularity, this one. Just what the British people most urgently crave is compulsory digital ID cards. Wow. With the recession beginning, with rising inflation, with exploding public debt, with unsustainable benefits payments, even according to Labour, with growing massive scale illegal immigration, with rising violent crime, with failing on their housing targets, with the cost of living crisis, with accommodation becoming ever more unaffordable, with a sclerotic public transport system, with strikes in the offing in the National Health Service, with the military grossly underfunded, the growing threat of Russia, and. Yeah, of course, the government's priority is these compulsory digital ID cards. Note that they are digital. It's not a physical thing you'll need to carry. I remember Michael Howard when he was Home Secretary, 1994 to 97, and the Conservative government, he touted the idea of compulsory identity cards, help the police establish who this person is. Is he, she, someone we're searching for? Is he or she here illegally? But remember, 90s technology was much more basic back then. There wasn't much illegal immigration. Another thing is, then Labour came in 97. Remember 1999? Talking about compulsory ID cards for Labour. Labour's wanted to do that, which they had vehemently opposed when in opposition. And towards the end of the time, the 2010, when they were defeated, Labour brought in these optional ID cards. It was a little bit useful. You could travel within the European Union on them, United Kingdom then being an EU member state at the time. But what starts off as optional often becomes compulsory. And the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats came in and they scrapped that. They save hundreds of millions of pounds. But the odd thing is, when a party's in government, they tend to think ID cards ought to be mandatory. I remember, if you're a good European, like the Liberal Democrats, ID cards are compulsory in all but two European Union member states, one of them being the Republic of Ireland. Hurrah. Obviously, the UK had them in the Second World War, but you might say, well, that was an exigent situation. And then there was some court case in 1951, someone arrested for refusing to show his ID card. And eventually a judge ruled that this was, you know, wartime emergency legislation, which couldn't be prolonged into peacetime. These temporary measures have a nasty habit of becoming permanent. Like, you know, the partition of Ireland was supposed to be for like 6 years. And here we are over a century later, and there's no sign of it ending. But come back to this one. Okay. So it was first of all talking about voluntary, and now Sir Keir Starmer has said it's going to be compulsory. And that is to prevent people working in the United Kingdom illegally, which is a good idea. It will offer benefits cards and things like that. And Darren Jones, people saying he's going to be the next prime minister. Well, I don't think so. But he's meant to be this rising star of the Labour Party. They're really building him up as like the next Tony Blair. They'd be the bedrock of a modern state. Well, the thing is, we already have some digital ID. And that's a bizarre thing. There's a National Health Service number. There's your national insurance number. To pay tax, you've got the UTR or whatever it is. Goodness knows how many numbers. You've got a passport number. Why do I have to have four different numbers? It's so like, which one is for what? Could we not have one number? Now, Romania is very sensible about this. It'll have 01 and 02, depending male or female. What about trans? And then your date of birth. And then I think there's a number for the county in which you were born. If you're born in Romania, there'll probably be another number for born abroad. And something like, and then whatever your individual number is, as in, are you the first girl born on that day in that county? Or the second girl, the third girl? Are you the first boy, the second boy, or the 20th boy, or whatever, born on that date in that county and stuff like that? And that stays with you for life. That's on your compulsory ID card, is on your passport. It doesn't change. Whereas, you know, Republic of Ireland and UK, every time you renew your passport, you get a new passport number. And some countries cannot compute how you're the same person. Confusing, hey? All right. So preventing people working illegally is a good idea. It's also confusing for employers. Is this person working illegally or not? I mean, there are ways to check it, but now there's like a £10,000 fine if you do so. I remember in Hammersmith, it's about 2013, some men from Romania, Poland, so on, and they were legally in the United Kingdom, part of the European Union. They would stand on a certain street and be picked up by vans to go and work on building sites, depending how many were needed, just working very casually. Perhaps some were here were illegally from other countries. Goodness, so meant to stop all that thing. Okay, so there was a progressive global action conference there, and then he announced this with Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister of Australia, who's head of the Labour Party there, and Mark Carney, Prime Minister of Canada, leader of the Liberal Party, which is the main centre-left party in the former British North America, and says, okay, so it's compassionate, it's going to end exploitation, and it's going to end undercutting people who are working in the UK legally. Well, all that is a good thing. The Reform United Kingdom is totally against it. Reform UK says, obviously, going to cost more money. How is it going to work? What one person can make, another person can fake, and so forth. But, you know, can't they see from you whether you've got a national insurance number, whether you're working here legally or not? So it's make it harder to work illegally. Even he is tacitly admitting, Sakir, that it's not foolproof. Some people will still somehow manage to work illegally. All right. So this would be the digital ID card. David Blunkett, this Labour peer, he was Home Secretary about 2003. He said it's going to go even further. Now, Sir Red Davey, the Liberal Democrats, who say it's unnecessary for your bureaucracy. I'm minded to agree with him, but how do we prevent people working illegally? And there's talk of naming it the Brit card. OK, but wait a second. In Northern Ireland, some people are nationalists. They don't regard themselves as British. They don't want to carry anything that's British. There's this Irish Unity channel on Instagram or account on Instagram saying, no, we're not British citizens. They're entitled to claim it, shall never be. And wouldn't like that. It says British, United Kingdom, the Union flag on it. Now, you could have four separate cards, but all issued by, you know, by Westminster, saying Northern Ireland card, Scotland card, Wales card, England card. What else could you just not have the name of a nationality or a country, just call it entitlement card or make it rights card, something like that, and to maybe make it more attractive. And of course, separatists in North Britain are objecting to it. John Swinney said, this is trying to make us British. What do you mean? You have been British for centuries. I mean, since the ancient Greek geographer first said Britannicae, and okay, like most nationalities, defined from the outside, it doesn't start inside and so forth. So I'm skeptical about the benefits. I'm not absolutely opposed. I'm open to persuasion. Can you convince me that this is strictly necessary? Can you convince me it'd be cost effective, that it'd be virtually impossible to to fake this? And there are other problems. What if homeless people, are they going to have this? What if you don't have the internet access to prove you have this or things like this? Is it going to be more snooping, more spying on us? Is this just control freakery yet again from a Labour Party that's fixated with collating data and and monitoring our movements? Is more superintendents, is more spying on people and intrusion into personal life? But I remember when they were going to do all this for these compulsory ID cards. Oh, but then some civil servants would have too much information about celebrities. Well, there must be an exemption for 100,000 celebrities, Labour donors. So you see how inegalitarian Labour is. That's it, the party of exploitation of these public sector fat cats ripping off people on minimum wage so they can live high on the hog. With these really, you know, these over-generous pensions, even if they've been an absolute disaster, suit Sakir, who was a public servant for a very long time. But obviously, he thinks the public exists to serve him and not the other way around. Well, what do you think? Please comment on my channel. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.